one of the latest big fires was Christ Lutheran Church on the northeast corner of Church Street and Main Street. That was in 1995, I believe.
No.
No. 2015, that fire was. Yeah. The same year that the tornado came through Stone, north of Stone. But that fire, the church was having some roof repair done on the part of the church that had a flat roof. And the company left a pail of tar on the roof and their ladders laying on the ground on the backside. And some teenagers came along and saw the ladders, so they set up and found the pail of tar and started on fire and couldn't put it out, so they left. So the church burned. The police department found out who did it by the security camera at the hospital. And in that same year, in fact the same day, the tornado came through north of town in 2015, and that came through around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So the fire department and the ambulance were all out at the tornado. Well, then that night, about 1:30, the fire call came in for Christ Lutheran Church. Again, all the surrounding communities came to help put the fire out, so they were there all day, all the following day, so they didn't get much sleep that night. Stone Hospital, that was originally was the Stone Academy. It was the finishing school after high school. You could go there and get a further education in farming or cooking or sewing or business, and that burned in 1900. Then the students went down to Albion Academy, which is now a museum in Albion, south of Stoughton. And after the fire, the whole building didn't burn, just part of it. But the girls would live on the third floor, and the boys would be living with neighboring families in the area. And after the fire, Dr. Michael Iverson bought the building and rebuilt it and started the Norwegian American Hospital. Then Stoughton bought the city of Stoughton bought the hospital and changed it to the Stone Hospital. And